employees like to think they're making progress every day. That's the premise behind one of the most popular books in Steve Kelman's Management and Leadership course at Harvard University. Steve is professor of public management at the Kennedy School of Government, former OFPP administrator, and here to talk about this book and why it's so popular. Steve, great to have you on. This book is called The Progress Principle. Talk about that.
Yep. So it's written by Teresa Amabile, who's a really great senior faculty member at the Harvard Business School, and Steve Kramer, not Steve Kelman. I can't take credit for it. It came out earlier this year. I actually wrote a column about it at the time in Federal Computer Week, and now I've written a blog about my student papers about it. Basically, what they did is they followed a bunch of employees working on projects of a fairly professional nature, is not, you know, drudge work, and they did diaries of how they felt every day, what they call their inner work life, and they then had information from their managers about how productive the people were each day. To make a long story short, what they found was the best predictor of how productive an employee was on a given day was their, again, what the authors call their inner work life, basically their mood about how they were feeling about their job. And the best predictor of how they were feeling about their job was the day before, had they made demonstrable progress on what they were doing? Had they moved forward on something? That drove how did they feel about their job, and how did they feel about their job drove how productive they were. Interesting finding.
Yeah, when I read your column, Steve, and we have that linked up, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, my takeaway initially was, well, duh, of course people are going to feel more engaged and feel better about their jobs if they think they're making progress. And yet, in kind of the second blush, the second review of it, it's not quite as obvious as it seems, because really, nobody's really probed it to the degree that these people have.
It's interesting, Francis, because the authors had the same reaction as you did, duh, in a way. They surveyed a bunch of supervisors and managers and actually gave them a list of things, which of these, you know, what are the things that are most important for your employees being productive in a job? And they included in it making progress each day on what they do. And only 5% of the managers voted that as one of the top drivers of employee mood and productivity. So it's like a lot of, or a fair number of academic findings, it seems obvious once it has been found, but it's by no means obvious in advance.
Well, I always point out,
but it's very practical.
Yeah, I always point out to people who say that, well, that was obvious, you didn't think of it, and so it's maybe not as obvious as it seems once somebody else has come up with the idea. Now, you write that something here that I think is pretty telling. Federal managers are quick to complain, often rightly, about the constraints they labor under in managing in a government environment. The many sign-offs, coordinations, and rules surrounding action in a government environment often make it more difficult for an employee to feel that they're making some progress, doing something meaningful each day. If I'm a manager, give me in just one nugget how I can apply this principle, this progress principle, and try to deal with the issue that you're laying out there.
Good question. Actually, what prompted me to write the blog was reading my own students' papers on this book, which they did as part of their final assignment. And one student and I asked them to apply the book to their own work experience. One student who had worked for a big private sector consulting firm said at his firm, when you started a project, first of all, each person working on the project worked out with his or her supervisor a bunch of goals they had for things they would learn or skills they would get better at during the project, and then reviewed during the project were they making progress. That was sort of their personal growth goals. In addition to that, on the team on the project, at the end of every week, sat down and sort of said, what progress have we made this week? Where have we not made progress we'd like to? What can we do about it? And so forth. And when I read what the students said, and that's, again, what prompted me to write the blog just a few days ago, I sort of said to myself, this is the progress principle. This is what Amabile and Kramer are talking about. But then I said, there is no reason a federal manager cannot do what this student reported having been done in the private sector. There's nothing about Title V, of the civil service or employ federal unions. Right? There's nothing in the institutional constraints that often do fetter federal managers that prevents a federal manager from doing what this student reported that his boss in the private sector did. And so the message I tried to give federal managers were, let's stop making excuses. Let's look at the things we can practically do to improve performance of the workplace, and let's do them.